I think I re-snapped that thing. Romans 6. We spent a lot of time on rocks floating and pigs flying because it's so important that, again, this statement, how can we that are dead to sin continue therein? And it's from Paul's standpoint, you're going to screw up. That's not the issue. But to continue in self-realization, to continue in this, it's from Paul's standpoint, the reason you do it is that you don't know that you died. You try to die. You remember all those things that people used to run around and start repeating mantras, I'm dead to sin, or whatever it was. And it was just keeping them alive. You're dead by ignoring. You neglect it. But the two agencies that make spiritual life possible are first the cross, or the preaching of the cross, which Paul called the power of God. And the second is the seed, the sperma of God. Let's go to Galatians 3 a minute. Verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. In other words, if you try to do any aspect of the law, that's where you live. You can't be a little bit pregnant from a spiritual standpoint.
Isn't it funny they capitalized the T on the man? Is that in your Bible too?
Well, again, that's just that's not.
They're trying to say something. Or not.
Anyway, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, or instead of us. Remember, for is the Greek word hooper. It means instead of, now, but it used to mean for. As it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. So the minute you put yourself in the picture, the promises have nothing to do with you. Do you understand that? The seed, the sperma of God, is independent of you, except you're only the broken vessel. But if the vessel tries to do anything, then because of the humility of Christ, of the seed, then he takes the back seat and you have to go and try to do it. And so every time you take a stand about something, every time you make an affirmation about something, which Glenn did about 15 times this morning on the porch, then you resurrected the evil one. You found the son of perdition right quick. Wham! Because it's so... And it's to me, it's not subtle at all anymore. But I guess to everybody else, it seems to be subtle. But it's just... It makes me want to throw up. Every time I see somebody taking a stand or making affirmations, yes, this is what we're going to do, you don't have any friggin' idea what you're going to do next. If you do, then you're not in faith. Yeah, you're going to reveal the son of perdition. Look in the mirror. Everybody see that clearly?
Yeah, those promises, they're really a trigger. Because the flesh gobbles on them. Tries to really appropriate them. But the minute you see that, you say, wait, what's happening?
Well, you've been deceived.
If you understand the preaching of the cross, that's what you'll do. Otherwise...
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. Now in other words, what he's saying, the promise was made to Abraham long before the law, 440 years before the law.
What's the law? The law of the land?
No, the law of 613 laws of Moses.
Okay.
For if the then what was the purpose of the law? It was to stimulate and reveal sin. The strength of sin is the law. Well, that means, well, let's not get rid of the law. No, because without the law, you wouldn't have any chance, because then you would just be deceived in a constant, you just live in constant deception.
Just fulfilling the
highlights of our self-seeking.
Well, what you do is, you everybody does it, you take sort of like half scriptures and you get righteousness from it. All right. If the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, this next verse, you got to hear this. This is awesome. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one. In other words, if you want mediation, you go to someone else to mediate between two parties. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. God did the whole dang thing. That's what he said in the horror of in that horror of great darkness, when he put Abraham to sleep and he cut the covenant. He said, if one of us doesn't meet the standard, either one, then I will die. So God was the mediator and the covenant. And if you...
That's kind of funny in and of itself.
Without seeing that, then you're going to be constantly deceived. You're going to be constantly crucifying the Son of God afresh. You're going to constantly... consider the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. Remember, when the covenant was cut, what that means is Abraham was instructed to get all of these sacrificial animals, which became the animals of the law, and they cut them in half, but half right down the middle, so that the spine was cut in half, and then they were laid out on the ground. And then God, the way a covenant was cut at this time, is that both parties walked through the blood in a figure eight. So that they are saying that if they break the covenant, what happened to these sacrificial animals is what deserves to happen to me. And that's where we get the handshake. Because then they cut the covenant, and the handshake was the agreement that because it was the blood of both of them on it, because they'd cut themselves, and there was blood of both of them on it. And the handshake was the merging of the blood, which was further testimony that if anybody broke the covenant, then that one that broke it would die. But God came along and said, no. If Abraham or his the rest of the promise, I mean the rest of those that trust in Abraham, or trust that to follow Abraham, if either anybody cuts or breaks the covenant, God will die, because he cut the covenant of alone without a mediator. Now that's the mystery of this whole thing. That's why the gospel is this shouldn't say New Testament, because that gives the idea there's an old one. There's a completed testament. Am I communicating to anybody? Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have come by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, excuse me, but again, and you got to see it, in you before faith is revealed, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterward be revealed. Do you understand what that says? Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster. And then again, it's not like we think of a schoolmaster. The schoolmaster was a hired servant in the house to raise up the child. So the law is our hired servant till the seed should be revealed to whom the promise was made. And the promise isn't to you. The promise is to the seed. And the only way that promise is manifest is when the law has done its work in you, i.e. killed you. Shut up your mouth. Don't cough. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith alone. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's not a sloppy agape thing. It doesn't go, oh, the whole world is the children of God. That's ridiculous. That's like every sperm cell that you've ever ejaculated is a child of yours. Well, every time you ejaculate, it's about 150 million sperm cells, so you got a population explosion.
Yeah. You got a lot of child support. Sperm support.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, you're baptized into him by your death, and then you get buried, have put on Christ. And in this new creation, there is neither Jew nor Greek, There is neither bond or free. There is neither male or female. There's not black or white, young or old. Because there's a new thing, a new creation that never existed before. That has nothing to do with your sensory perception. It has to do with something that's outside of time. But as long as you want to be led around by your nose or your senses, and you're just going to run into everything. And if the blind lead the blind, you both shall fall into the pit. That's speaking about pastors that are supposed to be leading the people, and they just give them more rules because they couldn't. They like the promise keepers. They have the seven principles of manly living or some crap. And they couldn't keep the first 10, so they invented seven more. And that's what we all do. We have little rules of behavior, little societal customs that allow us to have the appearance of a society and have us the appearance of peace, but it's all crap. We say peace, peace, when there is no peace. Because inside we're ravening wolves. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until a time appointed of the Father. Even so, and I can't say this right now, but for most of you, but even so, when we are children, it'd have to change a little bit. Even so, since you are still children, still in bondage under the elements of the world or the principles of the world, but hopefully today, when the fullness of time is come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption, or the place, fullness of the placing of the Son is what the adoption means. And because you are legitimate, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And that's where you know that he is your Father. That's when you call no man on earth Father. But until then, you're still under the elements and principles of the world. They're the tutors and governors to bring you to that point. And they're not bringing to you that point by learning. They're bringing you to that point by unlearning everything. The moment you try to learn something about this mystery, then you have to start all over again. You have to go and fail and fall on your face and start all over again. In the natural, as the child, you grow and you learn and you become. In the spirit, you empty. So you go back to that place with before self-awareness. Except that you've gone through the whole test, so that your mind has been transfigured by you're being transfigured by the renewing of your mind. So your mind doesn't have any weight, and it doesn't control you anymore. Your emotions don't mean anything. Because you know. You're anchored to something outside of time and space. Not this little whim and wave of doctrine where your mind is constantly deceiving you. Now, go back to Romans 6.
Counselors and therapists don't want to hear
your sin. Oh, no. It's psychobabble bullshit.
What? Yeah.
They just want to have psychobabble.
They want to have a job.
Know you not, with all that I've just said, know you not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, it doesn't mean you've been given new license to become a good person. You're still as crappy as you ever were. But you have to now, because you're religious, you have to act like you've made it. You know, give you a testimony how you used to be bad. It's just religious garbage. The longer I've been with him, the eviler I know I am. There's never a sense of improvement. That's just ridiculous. Oh, I'm getting better. No, you're not. If you think you're getting better, then you have heard nothing. Amen?
Amen.
We didn't get very far today, did we? You really want me to answer that?
What was the question?
Whose fault was it that we didn't get anywhere this morning?
This new thing that we're anchored to is not something that you can predict, analyze, work with. It's because of continuation of abandonment. You don't get to be the old man in there.
No, there is. You don't get to be at all.
You don't get to do shit.
And so you can't say, oh, now I got it, the new man, and then try and make a new religion out of eternity.
No, it can't be done. That's why your walk. Remember, maybe it'll make sense now. I've often said that truth is a sustained consciousness of error. Repentance isn't an act; it's a way of life. And it, you know, the whole idea where it talks about in Galatians, it says, or in Ephesians, it says, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves." In songs and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Well, yourself there is a reflexive pronoun. It means you're speaking inwardly to yourself. If you're not doing that, you better be speaking in tongues or something, because otherwise your mind's going to go wild. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Otherwise, you're just letting your mind have free rein. It's not speaking to ourselves, so that's an excuse for all of us to get together and sing all the time. That's goofy.
Well, that's how you're renewing your mind when you're doing that, right?
You can only renew your mind when you repent. You can only renew your mind when you ignore it.
Well, you sustain your faith.
You sustain the faith You know, I told you often, I think I probably speak in tongues more than anybody I know, but I don't do it outwardly very often. But if I didn't, then your mind can't handle that, because it doesn't know what the hell you're saying. But you don't go saying, oh, now just let your tongue free and go beebity ba 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 or sha ba me ma or whatever. If it's true speaking in tongues, there's a speech pattern that's recognizable. It probably isn't a language. I don't know.
Somebody tied my bow tie and stole my Honda.
Ow!
Oh!
You have to do that
about
that.
That hurt?
Nah, it's just
fake. He grimaces like that all the time.
This made me think. Talk about a body. What is a body? A body, one hurts, all hurt. One rejoices, all rejoice. One mourns, all mourn. And preferring another's interest, but each man look on the things of others and all that. I mean, all the definitions of what a body is, and this ceremony of cutting the covenant, that was how two warring peoples became one.
It was more than that. It was just any time there was a contract.
That was how A and B became AB and BA. I mean, it's a merging. It's a it's becoming one.
But it's becoming one from an agency outside of time. You can't...
With another purpose.
You can't become one by... When God confused the languages at the Tower of Babel, he said he did it lest they become one and nothing will be restrained. And so then what we do, we hear that and he said, well, now we got it. We got it. And there's all these things about having unity between everybody. The only way that unity is possible is if two have picked up the cross. Then those two then are of the same nature. And it doesn't mean you're going to like anybody or you're not going to run around and smile and show people how nice you are. Or let everybody turn around and tell the person next to you that you love them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The cutting of the covenant wasn't between two men. It was between God and a man.
It was between God and Abraham. That's why he's the father of faith. All we can do is be the seed.
Cessation of hostility between the two. The breaking down of the wall of separation, and there's no more hostility.
Otherwise, the hostility is constant. You just act like there isn't hostility. Amen? Anybody else? Gary, what are you doing now?
It's the idea that Abraham being asleep is symbolic of death. It wasn't Abraham after the flesh, it was Abraham after the spirit, the covenant's made. Surmise that's why he was asleep.
Well, no, I mean, Abraham was the model, but that's why, you know, it's not...
The covenant itself was cut, he was not the picture even.
Right, that's when he saw the day of Christ and was glad. The gospel was preached unto Abraham at that point. People don't understand. I mean, it's clear, it says it. The gospel was preached unto Abraham. The gospel was preached unto all of the ancient Jews, but it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it. So they died in the wilderness. Well, that's the same thing that's going to happen here. Heaven and all these things about heaven and hell, and it's just childish. I mean, it's the New Jerusalem is our overriding reality, and all of time is going. It's going from west to east. It's going backwards. And everything is running through, everything in the universe is going through the temple. And that which has value to eternity remains, and that which came from eternity remains. Everything else goes out the east gate, and goes out into the valley of Hinnom, Gehenna. It's called hell, and it's a place of burning. And hell exists as long as time does. But the minute time is no more, there's no more hell. There's no more earth, there's no more... Because it's a new... The new. And now our role is to be in the New Jerusalem now. To be swallowed up, and that's the mother, the egg. And that Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem, which is above, is free and is the mother of us all. If you read what it says in Galatians. But it's not above like way up there. It's above in that we can't see it by our senses. And so we make all this crazy decisions after the flesh and try to improve our lot. Which is all our rebellion. All right, take it, big guy. I'm tired of talking.